Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is the Improv Chronicle podcast. I'm Lloydie. We've all had that moment. We're in the middle of a scene with one of our scene partners and boom, it's not going as well as we want it to. And you can feel that moment of dread. You can feel the air going out of the balloon and the scene disappearing beneath your feet. So what do you do in that kind of situation? So what do? To save the scene, to save your dignity, to save the very essence of improv? Well, I put a call out to a few friends of mine and asked them to leave me messages with bits of advice. After all, very soon I'm going to be doing some live shows. In fact, I've got one coming up in just a matter of a few weeks. So I've come out for a walk and I'm just going to check my voice messages and see who's replied.
Hey, it's Andiel from the Second City IO and Annoyance in Chicago and Los Angeles, currently by a canal in Inverness, Scotland, where I'm based. If you find yourself in a scene that is not feeling good or you are stuck, my recommendation is to quickly, abruptly move your body in a way that you don't normally move it. Don't justify it, just do it and then figure it out. Often when we feel a scene is not going well, we get farther in our heads and this can pull you out of your head into your body and might give you or your partner something to react to in the present moment. The other thing that you can do is have a strong emotional personal reaction to something that you or your scene partner said. That way, emotion can never steer you wrong and you're staying connected to the scene and your partner instead of bailing on it. The other thing you could do, stare deeply into your partner's eyes and silently say, "Down we go together," and talk about it after the show.
Well, that last bit, I may very well sing in my head in my next show. thank you, Andiel. Look, he's left me a message.
Hey, Lloydie. It's John here, John Nguyen, from Norwich in the United Kingdom. And yeah, what can you do if you find yourself in a scene that isn't working? Well, the first thing that I do is I slow myself down internally, almost to the point of stopping, but not quite stopping playing the scene. And I spend a little bit of time listening to my partner, and not just listening to the words, but also observing their body language, their posture, their facial expression, the distance they are from me on stage, everything. And then I sort of react to that in the most honest way my character can. And it makes things flow easier for me to react with honesty and the emotion that I think is needed from my partner at that point in time to serve the scene. Anyway, great talking to you, Lloydie. Bye.
Good talking to you too, as ever, John. Thank you. Really, really good advice. The more I think about this, the more I think there are going to be just a bunch of different ways. Everyone's not going to say the same thing. I was kind of hoping for the same advice from everybody because it keeps it simple, but it's never the way in improv, is it? Probably for a very good reason. Okay, who's next?
Hi, Lloydie. It's Emma Bird here from Liverpool Comedy Improv. So when it comes to scenes that aren't working, one of my top tips to improvisers is to prompt themselves to think, today's the day. In other words, what makes this moment matter? Like, why is this scene important? This can prompt me to reveal a secret or a confession of something. And usually for me, that's a feeling. So I reveal my character's feelings towards my scene partner's character, or I say how I feel about myself or somebody else. So yeah, today's the day is a great prompt. It can help to pivot the scene or create a new pathway to explore and bring some purpose and grounding to the scene. So there you go. That's my top tip.
Emma is always good for advice. I love that so much. Thank you for getting back to me, Emma. This one came through at a different time. I think this person is in a different time zone from me.
Hey, Lloydie, it is Pete Bergen from Menu Comedy here in Washington, D.C. And when it comes to scenes that aren't working, my tip to improvisers is A, check in with yourself real quick and make sure that you are serving the scene and not yourself. Don't go in there to be a savior. Once you have decided that you are still there to serve the scene and serve your teammates, walk in and give a gift. We all know a gift, anything that provides clarity as to who people are, where they are, who they are to each other, maybe raises the stakes or hits some sort of game premise, something to serve the scene and not make it about you. Just my 2 cents.
That is worth way more than 2 cents, Pete. Way more than 2 cents. Stay well. Thank you for that. All right. Oh, I think I know who this is.
Hey, Lloydie. It's Hannah Platts, an improviser from Leicester. And if I'm in a scene that I don't think is quite clicking right, something I like to try is to just kind of feel my feelings. So it brings you back into your body rather than in your head. So, for example, if I'm feeling nervous about the show, then, okay, my character's feeling nervous. What are they feeling nervous about? So it brings a kind of emotional truthfulness that is always really engaging to watch on stage. And it can also add new details into the scene that you might not have thought of. That also works for your scene partner. So instead of how are you feeling, how are they feeling? What's their body language like? What are they giving you? And by focusing on them, that also helps to take you out of your own head. So you can just focus on having a good time and not worrying about it. Okay, hope that helps. Bye.
Oh, how I miss seeing Hannah in shows. Hannah is just down the road from me in the UK. She lives in Leicester, which is like a half hour away from Nottingham. So often go and see her in shows. She's just such a terrific performer. Well, hoping things are going to change. We get to see each other very soon. Right. Yes, here's another one. I think I know who this is from as well. This is going to be good.
Hey, Lloydie. It's Monika Ozdarska from Warsaw, Poland, from the Art of Yes Facebook page and YouTube podcast with the same name. So when it comes to the scenes which aren't working, my tip to improvisers would be this. Come back to your partner. Have a look at their face and just read it. And tell them what you see. It can be anything which is truth to you, like, hey, I see you are tired, or I see you are excited, or I see I made you angry. And if you do this, this will allow them to respond. So wait for this response, and this will bring your scene directly to the relationship, which is the most important thing in the improv scene. So this would be my tip for improvisers. And thank you. Good luck with that. Bye.
I will take your good luck. Thank you, Monika. Thank you very much. And I hope I see you before too long when we're all allowed to travel again. This one came through at a strange time, but this last message, I'm not quite sure who it can be from. It looks like it's a blocked number. I'll give it a go anyway.
Hello, Lloydie. This is Tim Sniffen of things like Baby Wants Candy and the Improvised Shakespeare Company and what used to be known as the Second City Comedy Theater, now currently the Second City Financial Investment Group, member FDIC. When your scene isn't catching fire, the first thing I think is find your scene partner or partners. Whatever window dressing is on top of it, audiences are watching two or more people relate to each other. So anything you can do to check in with your partner, be aware of what's going on with them. Also, return to the initial details of the scene if you've wandered away from that or added on more plot. I think go back to what you came in with. And one thing that I think took me a while to realize is okay is you can call out exactly the emotion you're feeling. If it's like, oh, my mind is racing right now, or I would rather be anywhere than here. If you get back to that real emotion, it gives your partner so much to react to, call out, mirror what you're saying, and then you're back in relationship and you can move together from there. So those are my thoughts. Lloydie, please start returning my texts. I can't stop thinking about that night we spent together in Newcastle, the smell of coal mines in the air.
Look, I hate to do this on a podcast, but we can't go on like this, Tim. Newcastle was Newcastle. We need to let it be what it was. If it helps, I'll never be able to see a coal-fired power station again without thinking about you and the chimney sweep who discovered us. Oh, God. This is episode 50 of the Improv Chronicle podcast. 50. Every 2 weeks, this has been produced without fail for nearly 2 years now. And what would be really great would be your improv stories to carry this podcast on. So if you have a story or an event or something happening within your community or your organization that you think has wider implications or wider interest within the improv world, get in touch. My email is newsdesk@improvchronicle.com, and you can find that in the show notes as well. And I'd really love to hear from you. The next episodes really are down to you. The Improv Chronicle podcast is produced and hosted by me, Lloydie James Lloyd. Get on the mailing list, because every 2 weeks when we don't produce an episode, you will get a newsletter full of different bits of improv news and also some articles that may be of use to you. To sign up for the newsletter, go to improvchronicle.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.